So when I started the project, the code name was about.me. Or, you know, and
everybody has a code name for their project.
I was like, we're never going to be able to. So the name of the company when we incorporated it was Pumpkinhead Inc., only because like a few hours before signing the papers, we didn't have a name. And I think Ryan Freitas had seen like some horror film maybe the weekend before, or maybe it was just one of his favorites. And he said, Pumpkinhead, let's call it that. So we did. But what was interesting was I hadn't even really told my partners at True about what I was doing or what I was thinking. And Ron Conway at a party, you know, Ron, he like grabs me, pulls me aside, and says, tell me about.me. You know, yeah. That's a great name. Whatever you're gonna do, that's a great name. And I thought, you know, that's right, it is a great name. I gotta go get it. So we reached out to the people, the government of Montenegro, the domain.me people, and
so no one had already registered it.
Nobody had registered it. In fact, they blocked it. It's one of those names. It's such a good name that, of course, you're gonna block.
Right. So they just reserved it.
There you go. And so that's a whole different level of discussion, and one that you have to kind of slow roll, and you have to be armed. You just don't call them up and like, hey, I'm Joe. I'd like to have this name. You got to like be strategic in how you get introduced to it. So I had an advisor named Krudel Desai, who's the founder of Sponge. And Krudel's a young guy from Heat and Shaw and O'Malley's, Tim Young's network. And I said, you know, can you help me track down this URL? So he found the right people at the domain.me people, or domain.me to contact. And I had him do the initial entry, you know, and that way he could talk about us, these mythical people behind, you know, they're going to come and like, you know, want to work. I can connect you to them, you know, kind of sort of thing. And, you know, so Krudel ended up writing a doc telling them what we were going to do with it, and they agreed to a call. And I think we had like 13, 14 calls all between like, you know, midnight and, you know, 4 in the morning,
right.
Like crazy hours, you know, to get them on the phone. And we just very simply, what we did was we emphasized who was involved, not so much what we're doing, right? Like they kind of understood what we were doing, but like who's involved? Who are the investors? Who are the advisors? This has credibility. It's real Silicon Valley cred. And, you know, the discipline was that each time we had a call, we made sure that we started with that message. And eventually they trusted us and they gave us the domain.
Now, did you give them equity for that?
No.
Wow. That's amazing. They just want to see the domain do well because it's good for their domain business.
It's great
business.
Exposure for them. And I think, in hindsight, what a great bet they made.
Yeah. I mean, so if you think about how many times you went back and forth, you told me like a bunch of emails, a bunch of phone calls. I mean, you just didn't let up.
No.
Like, I mean, you 14 know that, phone calls and getting up at 1 in the morning
well,
until
Sphere,
4 in the morning?
Sphere is a great name, too. Sphere was even harder.
How did you pull that off?
Oh, my goodness. This is even better. So, like, we find it's like, some guy named, well, I'll tell you, his name is David Glock. So he owns Sphere, and I think he'd been associated with Johns Hopkins and had done some startup in the, I want to say, quasi-medical services space that had not worked out. And so he held on to the domain because he loved it, right? That's kind of like a true entrepreneur, right? You know, like, not because I'm going to make money, because I like, it's a piece of me. I'm not going to just give it away.
Right.
So he held on to this thing. Problem was, he was impossible to track down. There were some reasons in hindsight that he was impossible to track down. All good, nothing seedy, but I think he worked in some government agencies. It would make it really hard to find any trace of him.
Gotcha.
So I'm trying to get his number or email address, and just nothing. I mean, month after month after month, I'd try, and then I'd let it go for a couple weeks, and I got to find this name. I'm going to get it.
Yeah.
So I finally find the hosting group. They're in Brooklyn, and I call up, and I get some guy. And he says, yeah, wait. I said, can you tell me how to get in touch with this owner? And he's like, oh, I can't do that. That's not allowed. I'm like, yeah, I know. I'm sorry, man. I said, by the way, and I always ask people, where are you? And he said, I'm in Brooklyn. I said, really? I said, are you a Yankees or a Mets fan? He said, I'm a Yankees fan. I was like, right on, brother. And so we talked about the Yankees for like 5 or 6 minutes. And as I'm about to hang up, he says, his number, you didn't get it from me.
No way.
And he gave me the number.
And so
I called, story's not done. I call and I leave a message, and then I call again and leave another message. And finally, I'm going to call one more time. And David's wife, picked up. And I felt like I had crossed a line. It was like that moment, like, oh, be careful, you get what you might ask for. And so I said, I'm so sorry. Here's the deal. I will never ever call you again. Here's my name and number. I've sent your husband a bunch of notes. I think they're going into the ether. And could you ask him if he's interested in having a dialogue? Would he call me up? And about 3 weeks later, he did. And he said, I'm not selling it. I'm not interested in selling it. And I said, well, listen, you know, we got a bunch of ex-Kleiner partners involved. We got a bunch of, you know, all these people. And I built that credibility story. Mm-hmm. And he listened. So it was nice stories. He took equity. He took equity.
Okay, I was going to say.
So he made great money.
See, this is the problem that I've had is when you go around and you pitch like who's involved, all of a sudden they're like, oh really? Oh really? Okay, that domain's $50,000 instead of what would have been $5,000, you know, and so it can backfire on you as well. That's awesome.
It's all in a name.
It is all in a name.
Great names, sir.
I keep trying to get good names, and they're always so expensive. Like it just.
Yeah, but when you pair them to the right, I mean, is about.me for what we're doing, is it worth $100,000, $200,000?
Yeah, that's
you know,
the best
I mean,
domain.
Like, honestly, it's a great domain name.
Yeah,